take inventory of your space right now, right? The things that you say you want in life, the things that you say you want to do in life. Is your life right now supporting those things, right? Does your environment support the things that you want
to
do?
To some, boundaries are just placing limits. To me, it's where the limitless things begin.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning into the Boundaries and More podcast with Jess Abraham. I am your host, Jess Abraham, your favorite boundaries coach, and today's episode is brought to you by Joyful Styles. Joyful Styles is a lifestyle brand that provides premium quality apparel that promotes joy and positivity. Joyful Styles believes how we approach a situation matters, and choosing to be joyful makes all the difference. You have the power, and it's time to embrace it. So get your Joyful Styles apparel at joyfulstyles.com. That's joyfulstyles.com. Let's go. Let's go. Look, for those of you who have not taken that boundaries quiz, take some time out today to take that boundaries quiz. The link for you is in the show notes. Okay. However, if you would like for me to send it to you, I got you. Just text me the word boundaries to 210-801-9153. And I got you. Let's go. Let's go. Y'all, I'm excited to get into this episode today, you know, per usual, because I really do enjoy creating this valuable content for you all. And I just thank each and every one of you out there just listening to this right now. And for those of you who have been sharing the podcast, really, really appreciate it. But yeah, let's get right into it. Look, I'm excited again. Y'all see it. You see the title. The setup is real, y'all. The setup is real. Okay, right? What am I talking about? We're going to get into that, right? So first, I want to say I've been really operating a certain way for as long as I can remember. Like in my life, just operating a certain way for as long as I can remember. Then a couple years ago, I actually heard these terms, probably a few years now, but either way, years ago, I heard this term and I was like, yes, that's exactly what it is. And I ran with it, right? And what that is look, set up your life to support you, right? Just different variations of that. Just set up your life to support you. And y'all, when I say I ran with it, I ran with it. I live by this thing. And it's like what I think of when I'm making moves and doing certain things. I'm like, look, I make sure it's the life that support me, right? Certain things that I'm doing in my coaching community and setting things up with that. I'm like, it must be able to support me. Like, because I want to be able to do X, Y, Z. The system will need to be able to support what I want to do. Right. It just can't. Yeah. It's a whole thing, y'all. But one of the main things I want to talk about, and I'm thinking about it because this really would really like, okay, I'm going to take it to the podcast. Now I've been doing this, but it's time to take it to the podcast because my wife and I, per usual, we've been traveling a lot and we guess more traveling to do, right? It's just, yeah, we up into, yeah, sometime later in the year now, but we've been traveling and what we used to be like, right? When we would pack and we get ready for our travels and we were super last minute with the stuff, putting things in like the morning of and putting things in the car, you know, it's a whole thing before we, you know, going to the airport early in the mornings, all these different things, right? So we were staying up late the night before packing and doing all these different things. And then again, putting certain items in our bags the morning of. So what we started doing, right, setting up a life to support us, we started seeing, okay, we travel a whole lot. We just started getting two of everything, right? That for us, for this thing to work and for it to be very beneficial and helpful to us, we started to two of everything, right? So I have, not only do I have this spin brush, automatic toothbrush, whatever for home and what I'm using daily and things of that sort, I have the same model brand, whatever, for traveling purposes, specifically two things. You know, I don't just have the one deodorant that I'm just using at home and I just pack it on the go. Nope. I got one for at home, one for travel, all these different things. Like, we set up our lives to support us. We know this is a big part of our lives. We travel a lot. And on top of that, once we started, like, because we're putting things in bags, like here and there, and the night before, the morning of, all these different things, sometimes we just forgot certain things. Yep, it just wasn't working. So even with that, right, what I did for us, my wife uses it sometimes, but I use it every single time, is I made a checklist, like literally a checklist from all the way from clothes to hand sanitizer, like all the things. I made a checklist to make sure that when we traveling, all these things need to be checked off so I can ensure that I didn't forget something at home, right? And now what we're doing, again, we done set up this thing so good. Like, oh man, I'm proud of us. I really am. Like, people know, if you know, you know. I am very, very proud of us. So funny, like now when we go on trips, my mom, she check in with us and be like, oh, did y'all end up packing early? Did y'all pack or y'all waited? Like, you know, she check in because, you know, like typically we wait to the last second. It seems like anyway, it seems like we probably been packing for the whole week, but putting things in the bag the night of and the day before, it just was, yeah, too much. So again, like now we've set the system up, right, to support us. We set this thing up to support us, and we're putting our bags in the vehicle night before, 2 days before. Like, we're ready. We ready to go. Now, like, there is no whatever. Like, we celebrate this stuff too, y'all. And that's something too. I want y'all to be able to celebrate those wins and stuff. And we celebrate this each and every time. And we even challenge ourselves. Ooh, we did it we put our bags the night before this time. Let's see if we can do it two nights before. Let's pack the week before. Like, this, like, it's gamified, right? I've mentioned that in a couple episodes before. There's things that we do that we just gamify. Because truth be told, y'all, packing ain't necessarily my favorite thing to do. But now that we have the system and we set up our lives to support us, it's like, oh, it's kind of a breeze now. Like, it really is. It's not like, oh, I'm thinking and it's a last minute thing. Nope. It makes our life so much easier just by setting things up, setting our lives up to support us. So much easier now. Man, I'm just, God is so good. God is so good. Y'all, just thinking about it too. We set up a life, right, where we are now, years and years ago. None of the benefits and the things that we're doing in our lives and the life of luxury and leisure that we live, it has nothing to do with any of the things that we're doing now. It's all about things we set up before now, like before, even way before we got out the military. My wife got out before I did. And now, like, all of the things, like everything that we've done over the years to get us to a certain place. Now, some of the things we didn't know would be exactly the way it is. And it's cool, right? We knew we wanted to travel the world and do all these different things and be in different locations at different times, all that stuff. We've been doing that stuff, but it's like enhanced, right? Above and beyond all we could ask or think, right? God just been blessing us in a major way. Like, yeah, we knew he was going to travel multiple times a year, but as much as we travel now, and it's not just for like working purposes, it's like literally luxury and leisure, like the things that we're doing in our lives, like we're really, really enjoying it to the fullest. I don't know. Didn't initially plan to say that or mention it, but I'm just thinking, my God is good, y'all. God is good. So look, for y'all, it's important when you set up a life to support you, it makes your life much easier, way easier. Right? It's all, like, however you want to look at it. Systems. You're putting things in place, right? Look, y'all, I've been on this fitness journey. Me and my wife, we've been doing this thing together. We've been We've been up together. We've been not so much with it together. We've been up again with it together. And we're on this thing. We're like, we're doing this thing and we're making different decisions. Like every, regardless of what happens, of however we go with this thing, we've been definitely improving each and every time, like how we are on this journey. Me personally, though, as I'm on this fitness journey and what I do, I know myself, right? I know myself. I am not necessarily the type. I am not. This is not my thing. I'm not getting up in the morning to drive to somebody's gym or walk somewhere to the gym or whatever, like, because for me personally, that creates too much friction in the process. Right? Too much friction in the process. It might have been like, and it leaves room for a little bit more excuses and, you know, some procrastination and things in there. Like, I can do it later. No, it's dark outside. I don't want to walk over there because it's dark, or I don't want to drive necessarily, whatever, because it's dark. Because the time I get up in the morning, it's definitely still dark, dark, dark outside. Okay? It's dark. So what did I do? I set up a gym in our home because I needed life to support me. Now, it creates, a matter of fact, the friction is not even there. Like, the friction is, okay, I'm getting up in the morning, I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready, say my prayers, devotional, all that good stuff, right? Doing my time with God before I'm getting on any calls, any other things, right? And then when I'm done getting ready in the morning, doing my affirmations, all those great things, then I'm going down to my workout room, right? I'm going to the workout room and enjoying this workout, like getting through it. Like, some days I definitely don't feel like being in there, but oh well, I'm gonna do it because this is part of the process. This is part of the process, and that's why I'm setting up this life to support me in that way, like the least friction is possible, right? Recently, I also added a TV in my workout room, right? And the TV isn't necessarily for me, because I don't see myself necessarily in there just watching a movie or kick back, not for that. But I do work out with, I tend to work out with these workout videos and stuff. So first I started, I was on my phone looking at the videos and on my mat doing these things, whatever. And then I graduated in a sense. I was like, oh, I can start using my iPad. So I started using my iPad for certain workouts and stuff. But I'm like, man, it's still far away. It's like the setup is just whatever. So I'm like, no, you know what? I'm getting me a TV and mirror that joint from my iPad or phone or whatever to the TV so that I can get this workout in and it's much more enjoyable experience. Like, I don't need to be looking at no small little device to get my workout in, or try to make sure I'm doing the moves right and make sure I got good the posture and position and all the things, like making sure I'm doing the reps and things properly. Like, oh, then I transition to the next one. I didn't see when that transition happened. Now I can see it a lot better on my TV. I put that in there because I needed a life to support me. Set up a life to support you, right? Y'all, put things in place that's going create less friction for you. Like, the friction can be non-existing, right? I tell people this and I mean this, y'all. It really does not, like, take willpower. When we do this stuff, willpower is not even necessary. This is really the cheat code. The cheat code is setting up a life to support you so that when you're doing these things, like, that's what it is. It makes it so much easier, y'all. I promise you, there is not a whole lot of, maybe I'll go here, maybe I'll do that. Oh, did I pack this? Did I forget that? And no, the setup is, again, for the packing purposes, I have a whole checklist, y'all, a checklist with everything I can think of. And then recently we traveled and we needed something else. Like, it wasn't part of our initial travel. We needed something else. I'm like, oh, I'm adding this to the checklist. So just in case for future references, we need this. Some trips we take, we don't need all the things, but it's on the list. And I know, like, yeah, set up a life to support you, y'all. Okay. Like, for you, again, coming back, for you, what does this look like? This looks like you taking the things right around you right now. Look, take inventory of your space right now, right? The things that you say you want in life, the things that you say you want to do in life. Is your life right now supporting those things, right? Does your environment support the things that you want to do? Maybe you're someone like me and you want to get back on your fitness stuff, like, right? You want to be back in the best shape of your life. You want to do these things. Or do you have the setup in your home around you to support that? Or did you sign up for a gym membership that you know you wouldn't use because you know you're not going to feel like getting up every single morning to go? And then because you got to drive and sometimes it rains and depending on where you live, it snows and all these different things outside. And you decide, I'm not going to go do that because X, Y, Z, I have a valid excuse because the weather is horrible. It's thunderstorming. It's all these different things. I don't want to get caught up out there, right? Which one are you doing? You're telling yourself all these different things. If that's the case, then switch the stuff that's going to be at home for you to be able to get that in. Set your life up to support you. Make sure you're doing this stuff. It is a lot easier. I've used this example and things before, but it's like, this is my life. So this is what it is. I'm telling y'all, I'm not on this fitness journey. I promise you, y'all, there's certain foods that I do want to have, right? And lots of times I don't want to have certain foods, right? Because I know the journey that I'm on in my mind. I'm just like, yeah, I'm good on that. But it's one of the things I love these cheesecakes, pies. Oh my, I do, right? There's no faking in that. I do, right? But I promise you, y'all, I am not keeping those cheesecakes and pies. Oh my, in our home. Because it is not part of the effective and efficient setup that I need to support me. It is not. It will go totally against my goals. And because it's there, I'm like, today is the day. I'm going to hit this cheesecake. I'm going to hit this key lime pie. Ooh, no. If it was there, I would. So look, setting up my life to support me. We're not even going to buy it. Right? We're not even going to buy it. Leave it where it's at. Right? Maybe in certain instances, we might, you know, have a slice or whatever. But typically, I'm not keeping it in our home. We're not doing that. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, man, something that just dropped in my spirit. There's a form of this, right? People might, Jazz, this set my life to support me. That sounds a little difficult. That sounds a little whatever. Think about it. You're already doing a form of this now. Most of you anyway, right? Typically, when we're going a grocery shopping and things of that sort, you probably got some type of list that you want. You got the things that you want from the store. You like, okay, if I buy these things for the week, this can help set up my life for what we're going to have for dinner for the week. Things of that sort. Like, you're already doing part of that now. Just enhance it to support you, not just for the family and everything else, but the things in your life to actually support you. Remember that, right? Yes, we want to make sure we'll branch out to make sure everything's beneficial for the family and things of that. So I'm talking, when I say family, I'm talking about your household, period. Okay. But make sure you're doing the things first to support you, because without you, there's no other stuff. Like, you matter. Remember that. I'm going to keep telling you, I'm going to keep drilling that, because you do what you want matters. Right? It matters. Another thing, one of the things I just recently, I take this thing serious, y'all. I take this thing serious. So, in our home, we're like, our body temperatures and stuff, so very different. My wife gets extremely, extremely hot. Like, her body's just naturally hot. Meanwhile, I'm freezing like an igloo type. Like, it's crazy, right? Polar opposites, right? So recently, what we also did was, I've been wanting this and I'm just like playing games, but like, we recently installed like a thermostat, which we can use the app on our phones to control it. We had a digital type thermostat before. We could set certain times where it cuts on this temperature, do whatever, but that wasn't good enough, right? Because it didn't come with an app and stuff. So now we have one with an app. Set my life up to support me. There's mornings or there's times when it's like freezing to me and I'm just like, I don't want to get out, get up and go turn the heat on downstairs and do all the things and or go to the other nope. Let me get this app real quick. Go on and flip that on. Yep, I'm heat. Mm-hmm. 68. Yeah, whatever. That's what we doing, y'all. Look, I really believe in this stuff. I don't just bring stuff here that I'm not doing actively or have done and or have coached someone through. Right? This is real life practical stuff, y'all. Set up a life to support you. It can look so simple. So simple. Don't make it too deep. It's the littlest thing, whatever it is that you want. Right? You want your breakfast to look a certain way? Set up your life to support you in that way. Like, oh, y'all, I'm telling you. One thing before I'm getting ready to get out of here. I am. Because I think y'all get it. Yeah, I believe that y'all getting this. I believe that y'all getting this. It ain't that deep. But you must do to make a difference. Right? It ain't that deep. But you must do to make a difference, y'all. Look, another thing I want to tell y'all, because some of you might be in environments that ain't beneficial for you. It ain't really an environment that's set up to support you and things of that sort. Look, y'all, I'm telling you, I've been doing this for years and I will continue to do it for the foreseeable future, likely all my life, right? So God say, oh, it's time. Let's go, baby girl, right? Set up life to support you. Y'all, I believe all of us need community, period. They're just different communities, but each of us needs whatever. But I'm telling y'all, get in a community that will support you as well as you're able to support them, right? That matters. That part matters too, right? Go in adding value and receive value. Right? Don't just go, oh, I'm just here for everybody to support me and I'm not doing anything to support anybody else. That's not going to work that well. And definitely, I don't want that in my community at all. We good on that. Okay. Don't need that at all, y'all. And if you're like, Jess, I don't really know where to go. I don't really have no community or whatever. Look, you could be part of mine, right? You don't need to be part of mine. You don't. I promise you. I guess you're in this community. If you listen to the podcast right here, you're in the podcast community. That's great. Have so much in store for y'all coming soon. But either way, make sure you get in the community. If you want to be a part of my community, what? You want me to coach you 101? Those things? Like, look, take the time. You must do something to get something different, right? Something got to change if you want something to change, period, right? So take some time out to apply to work with me. To work with me, the link for you is in the show notes. You just click that link to apply, right? However, I can also send you the information. Just text me the word apply to 210-801-9153. If you want a community with someone who's going to help you win and you engulf you with others who will help you win. Like, look, this is what it is, right? But you must do something about it. You must set yourself up, right? Set your life up to support you. That's going to support you through this journey, right? You like, man, I really need these boundaries. I really must put these things in place. Like, they're tripping, right? They're tripping. I'm going to talk to you about it later. Why they tripping, right? Right. We're going to hold on. That's another podcast episode. But listen, I'm telling you, get in the community, right? Surround yourself with a person and or people who will support you throughout your journey. Set the life up to support you. Y'all, I'm a firm believer. Like, we all need somebody, period. Life is not meant to be doing alone. We don't need to be loners, right? It's not necessary and it's not healthy. It's not. All right, I'm getting out of here. That's it. That's it. Y'all got it. That's the cheat code. The cheat code is to set up a life to support you. Set up your life to support you in all the things that you do. So evaluate each area of your life and see where you can do something to adjust, rearrange, or add to your life in these areas with the things that can support you. That's important. So set your life up to support you. That's it. That's what I got for y'all today. Okay. Look, y'all take some time out today to follow us on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Again, that's on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. And y'all, man, I'm telling you, I want you to go out and have an extremely, amazingly beautiful day. Amazingly beautiful. Enjoy your week and be back here next week for more Boundaries and More with Jas Abraham. Talk to y'all then.